Now let's end the programme with a burst of Bollywood. Fantastic. That's the singer Diljit Dosanjh, a superstar in his homeland of India and a total legend in his home state of Punjab. He's in Australia. He's performing a series of packed-out concerts, and they start in Parramatta this weekend in front of 30,000 adoring fans. They will include El Fresh the Lion, a Punjabi hip-hop artist from southwestern Sydney and a Diljit Dosanjh fan. El Fresh the Lion, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You finally got a ticket, I hear. You must be delighted.
Yeah. I finally got a ticket in the last hour. The day before the show, I got a ticket. So, I'm excited. I'm going to be there.
Is this a bit like the Taylor Swift when everybody was trying to get tickets and it was really difficult? These are really hard to come by.
100%. So let me paint a picture for you. On the day that the concert went on sale, the Sydney concert went on sale, my cousin, who's an absolute diehard fan, was one of 17,000 in the queue to buy a ticket within the first 5 minutes of the tickets being on sale. So it just goes to show like how big of a deal it is that he's here, and it definitely our kind of like Taylor Swift moment. It's that level of superstardom we're talking about, 100%.
Yeah, and for the uninitiated, who is Diljit Dosanjh and why is he so beloved?
He is a singer and an actor. He's talented in so many different ways. I think beyond that, he's also started to become a bit of a fashion icon as well. He came up early on in his career as a Punjabi folk singer, and was singing these, you know, kind of classical, traditional Punjabi folk songs. And it quickly became clear that he wasn't just great as a singer, and his trajectory was going to be more than that. He pivoted into films and got his, into Punjabi films. And then from there, it was just like, wow, this guy is so captivating on the screen and just as strong as an actor as he is as a singer, if not greater. And I think it was his acting that really was his first talent that got him to cross over from being a strong performer in the state of Punjab and the Punjabi community knowing him to broader India knowing him, because he was able to transition from the Punjabi film scene to Bollywood, as you said at the top. And from there, he's just been going from strength to strength. So he's up to album number 14 now, I believe, wow, in his career, which is what he's touring around the world. It's called the Aura Tour, for which he's here in Australia. But across music and acting, he's starting to really now cross over from even just Indian audiences or South Asian audiences and reach global audiences. He was at the Met Gala most recently and voted best dressed celebrity at the Met Gala, which is amazing. And then he was, that's according to Vogue. And then he was also performing on The Tonight Show for Jimmy Fallon as well to promote one of his previous albums. So he's just crazy.
I love the Aura Tour after Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, of course. Let's have a listen to his music because it is really interesting. Let's have a listen.
Mixing in the house. Tenu vekhiye ta akh neend pendi hai mohabbat aake sohniye tere chobare bendi hai ammi kendi hai
tere. That really is beautiful, and that's the Punjabi folk music that we're talking about, presumably.
Yeah, he has such a wide range. So he has songs like that, which are very much in that kind of ballad style and that tap into or lean into traditional Punjabi folk music, and songs just about romance and things of that nature, or just rich in storytelling and centered around place. And then he has songs that really go to the other end of the spectrum that kind of sound like The Weeknd, you know, very much so that kind of contemporary pop, R&B, soul kind of music as well. And then he's got stuff that's influenced by hip hop too. So he's just got this amazing range across his entire catalog.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Let's eavesdrop again. I mean, he's this fabulous musician, but as you say, he's also becoming this fashion icon.
Mm. Yeah, he's making a statement everywhere he goes. I think that's part of his appeal as well, is he's kind of being in places or positions where previous Punjabi superstars or even Indian superstars have yet to reach or only just reaching now as well. So his fellow contemporaries and particularly being acknowledged in Western circles and Western spheres as well and mainstream spheres. So with regards to fashion, yeah, I think the big highlight was definitely when he kind of debuted at the Met Gala this year and he wore this outfit that was very much a traditional kind of Punjabi outfit that made him look like an emperor or a Maharaja, as they say in Punjabi language, where it was just regal, royal turban, gold embroidery, had a cape and adorned with all this jewelry and a ceremonial sword as well. And it was just this kind of stunning, appearance at the Met Gala in and amongst all those kind of celebrities there at that event.
And the turban is so key, isn't it? And as I understand it, when fans go to his shows, they mimic his turban style.
Yeah, so there's a thing with, as people will recognize as they see fellow people from the Punjabi or Sikh community across Australia, everyone has a different style, and those styles are very much so influenced by a range of different things. It could be that each turban style relates to a particular village, and that's the style of a village from Punjab back in the day, and those kind of styles continue on. Or it's what's become more recent, and more of a recent trend is like people wear the style of their favorite kind of Punjabi celebrities or Sikh celebrities and actors and singers and stuff. So Diljit's style has changed over the years, but he's very much got his own kind of unique style that's become so recognizable, and fans 100% like just kind of mimic that. The diehard fans mimic that.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's not only playing in Parramatta, is he? He's going to be playing concerts in Brisbane, in Adelaide, in Perth as well. Just finally, give us a sense of the level of excitement.
It's like palpitating excitement today, like that everyone's going to be so pumped up, and then come tomorrow, the day of the show, that Combank Stadium precinct is going to be heaving with excitement and energy and joy. And as soon as the music starts, I'm not sure which sections are seated. I don't know if they've got seated sections, if they will, but there's not going to be anyone sitting down at this show. Everyone's going to be up dancing. You know, that's typical Punjabi style, and he'll definitely encourage people to just really have a great time at this show.
Thanks for telling us about him. Thanks for sharing your infectious interview. Have a great time at the show. That is El Fresh the Lion, a Punjabi hip-hop artist from southwestern Sydney. Thanks so much, El Fresh.
Thanks, man. Enjoy.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.